Today's episode, Bowl Bonanza 2. We break it all down. Upsets, favorites, point spreads, weird corporate sponsors. What exactly is Wasabi?
Time now for the College Football Inquirer with Dan Wetzel.
All those protocols and training and all that, nah. Total disaster. This system sucks. We're bad at it. We did horrible. There it is. SMU's in freaking Fenway.
Ross Dellinger.
Yeah, I mean, this is the game where if the Noles win, do they claim a national championship?
And SI's Pat 40.
Tyler awakened a giant at Clemson. They've gone run amok ever since he took on Dabo.
Here's Pat, Russ, and Dan.
All right, welcome to Pod Bowl Bonanza Part 2. Who's excited? Holiday edition.
I'm excited.
Holiday edition.
By now, everybody's already gotten rich off of Bowl Bonanza 1 picks, so time to double down and eventually buy an island.
This is when it used to get a little bit better. I'm not sure that's true.
It does eventually.
Eventually, it will get better. Certainly, we will not do Michigan, Alabama, and Washington, Texas today. We'll do that kind of later. But this is all the other games. It does get a little better. I mean, you know. But then again, we're about to discuss a 7-5 Bowling Green playing a 5-7 Minnesota. So what? Define better, Pat. Define better.
Well, there are 42 of them, so there's a lot of chaff to get through to find the wheat.
We love bowls because we love college football, and we have we're not the pod that's going to be like, this is outrageous. This is a participation. Like, the easiest thing in the world to do is not watch the Quick Lane Bowl. If you're offended, this hurts your sensibilities. If you think it's stupid, so be it. If BG and Minnesota want to have a game downtown Detroit the day after Christmas at 2, have at it, boys.
Suit yourself.
Think of it this way: for a lot of us, we've probably spent Christmas Eve, Christmas Day cooped up with family. By the 26th, you might have had enough togetherness. Like, save us, college football. Let's at least flip on the TV and see something other than each other's faces.
But yeah, let's get some respite with the Quick Lane Bowl.
Yes.
Perfect.
If you played this thing in like May, we'd all be excited.
Sure.
Yeah. So you got that too.
Spring practice bowl games.
Yeah. It's going to be a big week zero game.
All right. Quick Lane. That's the title sponsor. Any guesses on what Quick Lane is? I think we know this one.
It's like an oil change, right?
Yeah, oil change, tires, and service.
Okay.
It's a trusted brand. So it says bold. Does it have the word bold? That's the marketing word of 2023.
I'm sure there's a bold in there somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway, on this one, we've got, as I said, we have Gophers versus Falcons. Minnesota is giving 4. Big Mac, Big Ten matchup. It's how pathetic the Big Ten West is. I mean, they are only a 4-point favorite over a Mac team.
Mm-hmm.
Pat?
Well, if our listeners remember from Bowl Bonanza 1, fade the Big Ten West. I am taking Bowling Green to not just cover, but win outright. Bowling Green's won 5 of their last 6, and their only loss was by a point to Toledo. They've beaten Georgia Tech. Meanwhile, what's Minnesota done? Come on. So
lost 4 straight to end the year.
Yeah. And their starting quarterback might be a guy who's thrown 1 pass this season, which was intercepted.
Pat has sold me. Falcons, cover the 4.
There we go.
I'm going to go with Bowling Green. I went to one of their games this past season, and they are some salt of the earth people. I got yelled at by a 75-year-old man to get out of his way. So I that is a fandom that respects the sport. So I'll go with the Falcons to cover.
When you're like 75, you don't know how much more Bowling Green action you're going to get to watch, not below a play. Brutal season for Minnesota. And yeah. I got to speed this up already because this is going to go too long. But they got a 13-10 victory over Nebraska, and they got a 12-10 victory over Iowa, which shouldn't have happened.
Oh, the punt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Other than that, just dreadful. In happier days, they beat Eastern Michigan. That's sort of their comparative. But no, I'm taking BGSU. I don't think the motivation factor is going to be very high for a 5-win team on a 4-game losing streak playing in the middle of the day on a work day, Ford Field, downtown Detroit. Not seeing it. Next, Texas State Rice at the Serve Pro First Responder Bowl. Serve Pro, we know that one. We do a lot of ads. Serve Pro, anyone? Yeah. No, maybe not.
Oh. Serve Pro. What do they do, like industrial cleaning or something? What? I don't know.
Commercial and residential restoration services.
Okay.
So you get a flood, you get a fire, something like that.
Right, right.
You call Serve Pro, they'll get you all straightened up. At least that's what I think. Bold. They'll do it boldly.
They will.
Yeah. So, you know, that's that. First Responder Bowl is at Gerald J. Ford Stadium in Dallas, Texas. So that's at SMU, right?
Yep. Yep.
SMU's field. It's really, I think it'd be cooler if they just did a high school stadium down there. They got those great high school stadiums.
They could. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Host a bowl game. Anyway, Texas State's giving 4.5. Ross?
This game is so attractive, this bowl that my cat came into the room here, opened the door of my office door and came into the room. It's just sitting by my feet, staring up at me. So she's very excited about this game. Texas State, in their overhauled roster, gets it done. Covers the spread against the Rice Owls. Two Texas teams. How about that? Meeting in Dallas.
Yeah, they may actually get some people in the stands there. We'll see. Yeah, no, the boys from San Marcos against those dandies, those academic guys from Houston. No, I'm rolling with Texas State here as well. TJ Finley, former Auburn quarterback's their guy now, and he's done well. They got a 1,200-yard rusher. I will take the Bobcats to cover the 4.5.
I would like to know where this ranks on Pat's watchability rankings.
40th out of 42. Seems that about might right. be being kind.
Yeah, that seems about right. I'll go.
Well, what's 40? If we done 41, we picked 42, didn't we?
Yeah, we did 42. I think we did 41 as well. I think it's already happened.
Okay. I'll go with the underdog Rice in this matchup to cover.
Taking the dogs too. Rice Owls. Not the dogs, the Rice Owls, but underdogs. All right. Let's see. 26th Guaranteed Rate Bowl. The Guaranteed Rate Bowl out in Phoenix, Kansas, and UNLV. Guaranteed Rate. Anyone?
Mortgage.
Mortgages.
What? Mortgage. Yeah.
Loan. Yeah. Sounds pretty simple. Mm-hmm. Need a mortgage boldly. Get a bold mortgage. I don't know. Kansas giving 12.5. Great season by UNLV, 9-4. Kansas 8-4. Pat?
Yeah. I'm not quite getting the spread there. I think this will be a fun game. These are two good offenses, two fan bases that should be really excited to be there. Kansas is still close enough to their decades of futility that they're, you know, it's still fun being just big, bring brand new at being good again. And then UNLV hadn't been good in forever. But the spread's too big, I think. I'll take UNLV to cover that. I'd say Kansas probably wins, but UNLV covers.
I'm gonna take the Jayhawks to cover the win in cover. It is a big spread, but I have faith in Kansas to cover it. So give me the Jayhawks there.
Kansas at the beginning of the year, I think, covers is 12.5. Kansas now, it's too big of a number. So I'll go with UNLV to cover.
No, I'm taking UNLV. Let's cap this out. 12.5 is a lot of points. I like underdogs and bowls. That's it. I'm taking UNLV. quick trip down from Vegas. They'll be all happy, excited, fired up. Military Bowl presented by GoBowling.com. GoBowling.com. Yeah. Bowl game, bowling, got it.
Promote. I mean, I've always been surprised bowling hasn't been more involved in sponsorship of these bowls.
That's interesting, yeah. I mean, they have like that Dr. Pepper challenge where you throw the ball. We don't have like a bowling, some kind of bowling to it.
Yeah. Set up a lane. Come on.
Yeah, why not? GoBowling.com. Bowl is Virginia Tech and Tulane. It is in Annapolis, Maryland. We're playing at the Naval Academy. Virginia Tech is giving 7.5. 6-6 against the 11-2 Tulane Green Wave. Lost their coach, among other players, other people. Ross?
Yeah, Green Wave. A lot of turnover there. A lot of guys probably going or already in the portal, all that stuff. So give me Virginia Tech. I think they covered the spread and win pretty handedly, given the tumult right now with Tulane.
Yeah, I will say, in full disclosure, we are doing this. We're recording this well before Christmas, and so we don't know whether Michael Pratt, the Tulane quarterback, is playing or not yet, and that's kind of a big key to this. But we do know Willie Fritz is not coaching. A lot of transition there, and Virginia Tech should be feeling kind of good about the arc of their program here in second year under Brent Pry. They got better. I'm going to take Virginia Tech to win, but I think a touchdown plus is too much. So I'm going to say Virginia Tech wins. Tulane covers. How's our pronunciation on Tulane? Doing better, Ross?
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
Right. Good. Good.
I think I'm going to go with Tulane to cover in this one. I feel like they have better bowlers than Virginia Tech. So I will, I'll pick the Green Wave.
Tulane. I'll take that. Love that little, get that little hook. Usually I hate that little 7.5. I hate when they do that because I'm trying to pick the favorite. I'll take it right now. Duke's Mayo Bowl, one of the favorites. Winning coach will get a bucket of mayo dumped on them. so funny. Games in Charlotte, I think. All right, Charlotte.
Yeah.
I think Bank of America Stadium. We got North Carolina Tar Heels, 8-4. West Virginia Mountaineers, 8-4. WVU is giving 6. I don't know. Jump ahead, fellas. Pat, your turn.
Yeah. No, 6. That spread's gone up. It started at like 3.5. But that's because Drake May is not playing. We know that for North Carolina. I think they've got other opt-outs and situations there. And it's one program that's excited about their season, West Virginia. Another one probably a bit disappointed. Mm-hmm. Carolina, Neil Brown, probably the hot seat escape of the year in college football. People thought he was going to be gone in September. Here he is, 8-4. There's going to be, from all reports, a lot of Mountaineer fans heading down to Charlotte. They're opening up like extra seating for them. So I'm going with West Virginia to win and cover and keep the good times rolling against a bad North Carolina defense.
Yeah, you couldn't get these two programs, kind of, as Pat said, are probably feeling the opposite of one another. I think probably the most disappointing season of the year of any program in the country was North Carolina. And probably the most surprising team, or certainly one of them, is West Virginia. So I feel the same way. Give me the Mountaineers to cover this spread. And a heck of a job that Neil Brown has done there, turning around and saving the job.
Neil Brown will happily take the mayo bath after the game. I think that's a celebration of another year coaching, so I will take the Mountaineers to cover.
I guess I like underdogs, not here. Hot seat to mayo bath. Let's do this. Let's go, Mountaineers. 5:30 on a Wednesday. Happy hour.
Yeah.
Let's get after it, West Virginia.
See? It's a good – yeah, oh.
Drink that collective liquor.
Do that. Yes.
Let's do this. Come on now. West Virginia wins, covers, you name it. We got it. DirecTV Holiday Bowl out in San Diego. Always one of the best.
Yes.
People love the Holiday Bowl. That's a this is a classic bowl. This is like the Sun Bowl, like where the community's kind of into it, and it's a good place to go visit and all of that.
Louisville, Pac-12.
Yeah,
Pac-12. What's it? Was it a Pac-12 game for a long time?
No, no. They're suing the Pac-12.
Oh, the Holiday Bowl is.
Yeah, yeah. Just like everybody else.
Well, there's traditions of bowl games. And there's tradition of litigation in the in college sports. That's part of the. My guess is the plaintiffs will win because they win everything in college. Plaintiffs giving 24 and a half. I don't even need to read the lawsuits anymore. NCAA is an underdog. Louisville 10-3, but coming off of two losses. Trojans 7-5. Louisville giving 7.5. Ross?
Yeah. I'm actually going to. That's a pretty big spread, even though I like Louisville to win the game. It's a long trip out there. I don't know. I could see USC at least hanging around within 7.5. So give me the Trojans to cover.
Yeah, I look at this one a little bit like I looked at the previous game where one team's had a feel-good season and the other team feels rotten. Caleb Williams obviously is not playing. They've had some transfers, some opt-outs. Louisville, though, did have an opt-out of their running back, Jawar Jordan. I don't. I've been so down on USC the way they finished the season that I'm going to remain down on USC and take Louisville to cover the number. And I wouldn't be surprised. Jeff Brohm coached fairly conservatively this season because his quarterback turned the ball over too much, but I bet he lets it rip a little more in the bowl game. So it could be kind of a fun watch in nice weather and a nice stadium to see what goes on there. Louisville covers.
I think I'm going to take USC to cover if they want to take next season seriously. I believe it has to start with this game, as silly as the Holiday Bowl could be. You're playing for a roster spot. You got new coaches coming in. It's time for them to finally step up. So getting locked in the offseason matters. I will take the Trojans to cover.
Same. I like the Trojans in this. I think they do have a lot of work getting done. I think this will be the bowl practice will not be fun at USC. I hope not. I hope they aren't. That's it. They should get after it. So I'll take USC 7.5. Nice. Tax Act Texas Bowl. A Tax Act. That is just tax preparations, but that could be like a bill that Texas is supporting that eliminates taxes, right? Something like that. A Tax Act.
It's part of it's a step in Texas's secession from
yeah, the might be. Rest it's pretty
union.
Much like the Boston Tea Party was kind of a tax act. Texas A&M, Oklahoma State, 9 o'clock in Houston, old school Big 12 matchup. And we've got, let's see, A&M is giving 3. Oklahoma State's 9-4, Texas A&M is 7-5. New coach, Mike Elko. Ross.
Yeah, this I figured that Oklahoma State would be favored. And I think they're gonna win. Give me the Pokes to go down to Houston and not just cover the 3, but win the game against the Aggies.
Yeah, all kinds of churn at A&M, lots of players in the portal, coaching change. I'm Gundy is good in bowl games. No, as of this taping, we don't know whether Ollie Gordon is playing for Oklahoma State, but I like the Cowboys getting points here. Give me Okie State.
You can't have a Texas A&M let down late in the season without letting them get their hopes up first. So I will take the Aggies to win and cover this game before their next 8-win season.
Stillwater Mullet loves beating those Big 12 defectors. He's going to be fired up for this. I'll take Oklahoma State, especially getting some points. All right. Thursday, December 28th, SMU, Boston College. Game is at Fenway Park. It is the Wasabi Fenway Bowl. Nothing says Boston like spicy wasabi.
Except wasabi in this case. Isn't it this case? It's a computer thing.
Oh, that's right. Hold on.
That's
you're right.
You got
me. Wasabi.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I think we ran
afoul. It's not a powdered mixture of horseradish and mustard oil. let's see. Wasabi Bowl. What? Who's? Let's see. Who's sponsoring this? Wasabi.com.
Yeah, it's like a computer Wasabi search.
Wasabi's thrilled. Thinking? Let's see. Our mission is profound. To get, no, that's the Wasabi Bowl. Bold. What the hell is Wasabi? What is it? Get your website related. Better. This is the only, this is your own, like they right. do this for publicity. This is it. This is the Bowl Bonanza, and I can't find out what you do. Sorry.
Well, Wasabi About Cloud Wasabi. Storage.
Cloud data storage, simple, affordable, yes. fast, and secure. It's all we do, and we do it better than anyone.
It began
just
with
make
a simple
it hard
question.
To find out what we do.
What if we could cut the cost of cloud data storage by 80% while at the same time making it faster and simpler? All right, there you go.
Naming it after a popular sushi condiment.
Yeah, a little odd, I got to admit. That's just a little odd. Let's see, we got Wasabi. You know, where is it on here? SMU's given 11. Not much for the Eagles. I mean, normally having to stay home for a bowl game isn't fun, but getting to play at Fenway's got to be cool. So, Pat.
Look, if you're SMU, you're thinking we're going to a New Year's Six Bowl. We won the American Athletic Conference. We're good. And all of a sudden you get trapdoored in favor of Liberty for the Fiesta Bowl. You're not playing Oregon. You're not playing on New Year's Day. You're all of a sudden you're going to Boston. It's going to be freezing cold. You're playing BC. You have no motivation whatsoever. You're depressed. You're not covering the 11. May win the game, but you're not covering the 11. BC is like, hey, we're in a bowl game. Let's go. We were terrible last year. We're going bowling. So I will absolutely take BC to cover this one.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah, the Mustangs were ready to ride into the Fiesta Bowl, I think, and the CFP, kind of like the Noles were ready to ride into the CFP. And yeah, the selection committee, it was kind of overshadowed a little bit because of what happened to Florida State, but SMU, yeah, got played a much tougher schedule than Liberty and got left out of the New Year's Six, and being sent to Boston is something instead of going to Phoenix and playing Oregon, playing BC in Boston. So I do. I think BC covers as well, and this one ends up being a tight game.
There's a lot of fun bars down there on Lansdowne Street. And if I'm SMU, especially during the holiday time, it's a bowl game versus BC, maybe I have a little bit of fun. So because of that, I can see them being a little sleepy in this game. I will take Boston College to cover.
Wow, I could get lone Mustang here, but I'm not going to take it. BC, I like it. 11's a lot for a bowl game. You're asking BC not to show up. I think there'll be a lot of excitement and pride of playing in Fenway for BC. These things are motivation games. And, you know, it's funny. There's all this like talk of lawsuits and congressional investigations into the playoff committee. And their best defense is what they did to SMU. Because it's so illogical and such a screw job what they did to SMU by taking Liberty over SMU. After years of telling the American you didn't play a good enough schedule, that's why your undefeated records don't count.
Yeah.
That they then decide we're going to take the worst schedule in college football and a team that went perfect gets over SMU. They can literally, their defense could be like, we suck.
Here's an example of it.
Yes. This is an example of our incompetence.
This is proof we suck because we sucked worse on this decision than the FSU one. You think FSU's got a case? You see what we did to SMU.
Yeah.
That's their that's my legal defense for the committee. We totally sucked at this. All those protocols and training and all that. Nah.
No.
Total disaster. This system sucks. We're bad at it. We did horrible. There it is. SMU's in freaking Fenway.
Yeah.
All right.
Rant over.
To continue the baseball theme, we've had Petco Park, Fenway, and now one of my favorites, Bad Boy Mower, Pinstripe Bowl. Because, you know, nothing says the need for a lawnmower like the South Bronx. Lawnmower salesman. I got a lawnmower sale here in Upper Manhattan. It's
good for you.
Yeah, good. I mean, other than whoever's mowing that Yankee Stadium lawn looks good. I'll give it that. Bad Boy Mowers has never sent me a mower. I'd take it.
See, this is, I know you're lobbying here.
Lobbying, it doesn't work. Can't imagine that the executives, I mean, we had Big Burger. We had the Burger King executives listening deep into our pod and criticizing.
We did.
Taking shots.
Conspiracy.
Yeah. But where's the lawnmower people? I mean, shouldn't the CEO of the Bad Boy Mowers be listening to Bull Bonanza 30 minutes in?
I think so. Yeah.
I think so. Rutgers 6-6. Miami 7-5. Yes, Ross?
Yeah, what a collision between two programs.
Miami given 1.5, by the way.
Yeah. To lose 7 of their last combined 8 games, Rutgers in Miami. Rutgers lost their last 4, including against Maryland. So anyway, I'm gonna go with Miami here. I know they just lost their quarterback to the portal and all that, Van Dyke, and a lot of turnover, and they've got to travel up the East Coast. But I don't have a whole lot of faith in Rutgers. So give me the Hurricanes to cover.
I think this game's almost an exact replica of the Fenway Bowl, where warm weather school goes to cold weather climate, not happy to be there, plays basically a home game for Rutgers here, and they are happy to be in a bowl game. And they're no good, but they actually probably more want to be there. And here's your stat on Miami. 1-10 in their last 11 bowl games, and they haven't won a bowl outside the state of Florida since 2006. We have seen them lay some big eggs in bleak bowl locations. And while the Bronx itself is not bleak, going to New York on playing football on December 28th outdoors probably seems a bit bleak to them. So Rutgers is going to win and cover.
I'm starting to rethink my pick.
Well, I throw out all that logic. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know, I mean, bowl games, what the hell?
I think I like Rutgers in the Ego Bowl. They've been playing hard this year. And Miami, they're ready for the new season. I'll go with Rutgers.
The Miami, always pick against Miami in bowl games. That's that. This is tried and true. Yeah, 1-10. That includes a 2018 trip to the Pinstripe Bowl where they lost 35-3.
Yeah.
To Wisconsin. So, and let's just say this. Miami hadn't been playing anybody any good in these bowl games for a while. It's not like that time they had to play Nebraska, something like that, or, you know, somebody really good. So, 100% Rutgers. All right. This is a new one, and we're excited for it. It has the edible mascot. Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Oh, Lord.
The Pop-Tarts, not Pop-Tart, Pop-Tarts, because who has one Pop-Tart? Who would open a bag and only have
one? They come in 2 packs.
Yeah. 2 in a pack.
Packs of 2.
2 per pack.
NC State, Kansas State. It's at Camping World Stadium in Florida. The Pop-Tarts Bowl is K-State giving 3. Would have been a great game if, I don't know, is there that many defections here?
Will Howard from K-State.
Will Howard's out. That's right.
NC State has a bunch of dudes in the portal, but not many of them were like key players, I don't think.
Yeah, they kept their coaches. The two schools kept their coaches taping, which is amazing. Anyway, Ross, or Pat, you're first.
Yeah. We've got to discuss this quickly here. I did my mascot fight. North Carolina State gets credit for having a live mascot. However, the live mascot, Tuffy 3, is not a wolf. It's a Tamaskan dog, and you can look up what a Tamaskan dog is. I did. I don't remember anymore. I guess I understand not having a wolf on your sideline. That could get dangerous, but is it kind of false pretense if you have a dog and you're the wolf pack? That's for the listenership to decide. As for picking the game, NC State wins and covers. K-State's favorite. I'm not exactly sure why. NC State will win.
Pat with a rant on the sideline mascot.
Yeah.
Or Bowl Bonanza.
It's fake advertising.
All right. I'm saying Wolfpack. Without Will Howard, Kansas State doesn't get it done. Give me the Wolfpack. Dave Doran's done a great job there. Was up for some jobs kind of in this offseason. Gotta wonder when, if ever, he's gonna get another job. He's done a great job at NC State. And I think they win this one, hit the 10-win mark.
I think the folks in Kansas could put down some Pop-Tarts better than those in North Carolina. I don't see them as really Pop-Tart people. So I'll go with Kansas State to cover in this one.
I will take North Carolina State in this. I'll take the points. I'm dying to see what happens with this Pop-Tart. There's a live Pop-Tart. Then later there's an edible Pop-Tart costume. They're claiming there will not be cannibalism, but people are supposed to break off parts of the Pop-Tart. Anything could happen here at the end of the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
They should sick the Tamaskan dog on the Pop-Tart. See how that goes.
Would you want to be the guy in an edible costume with a dog running around?
I would not, but I would want to be the guy watching.
I am going to be watching the end of the Pop-Tarts Bowl. You may see some stuff.
Yeah. You got players been out there for 3 hours. They're hungry. They need something.
It's going to be
aggressive.
The guy with the button is going to be like, he's going to be trigger ready, man. The only goal is do not show someone getting devoured on the bowl game. Valero Alamo Bowl. Valero, longtime sponsor of the old Alamo Bowl. San Antonio Gas, buy more, another gas. They have a rivalry with, what was it, 78?
76.
76. Yep. Arizona, Oklahoma, meeting in San Antonio. Arizona's 9-3. Great season. Oklahoma 10-2. Also a good season. Lost their starter, but this should be a fun game. Here, Arizona giving 3. Ross?
Yeah, Jed Fish, great year at Arizona. Incredible turnaround there. I think the Wildcats, win the game against Oklahoma team without, as you mentioned, without quarterback Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, I think this is a really fun game. I think this is better than at least like the Fiesta Bowl. I rank this the highest of the non-New Year's Six bowls. I am interested in seeing Jackson Arnold, who's the guy that Oklahoma's ready to elevate in place of Dylan Gabriel there. And Noah Fifita's just been awesome for Arizona. I'm going to take Arizona here. I think probably just a little more locked in and excited for this bowl game. And Oklahoma with a little bit of churn, coaching staff, quarterback, et cetera. So give me the Wildcats to win and cover the 3.
I'm going to go with Arizona as well. I may have seen something about a bit of an exodus for Oklahoma's offensive line. I think they might be having a good amount of turnover there. So it's going to be a lot of audition days up front. So I'll go with Arizona to cover.
I'll take OU. All right, Friday the 29th, Clemson, Kentucky at the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl down in Jacksonville. Clemson 8-4, Kentucky 7-5. Clemson Tigers given 5.5.
Yeah. 4 straight wins for Clemson to win the season. I hope you already bought that stock, Danny boy. It's going up. And I think they win again. 5 straight to win the year, or to end the year. Clemson covers, beats the Wildcats.
Yeah, this starts a fun 4-bowl Friday, noon kickoff there in Jacksonville. So this is a good starter, I think. Here's your key Clemson stat. Since Tyler from Spartanburg, Tyler, called in to rip Dabo, Clemson is undefeated in football. They are, as of this taping, undefeated in men's basketball, and they won the men's soccer national championship. Tyler awakened a giant at Clemson. They've gone out, run amok ever since he took on Dabo, and they're going to keep running amok here. Clemson will cover the 5.5. It'll be a close game. It'll be a touchdown, but Clemson will cover.
You want to think that Stoops stayed at Kentucky to win this bowl game, but I don't think it happens. I will go Clemson to cover the 5.5.
I'm taking Clemson, one of my rare favorites on this. I agree. All that was just said. Tyler's going to become a folk hero.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Turned around all of Clemson athletics.
Oregon State, Notre Dame at the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. Tony the Tiger, Frosted Flakes, right? Frosted Flakes.
Mm-hmm.
Sun Bowl. I think it's sold out, although the tickets on the secondary market aren't that big. El Paso, also a classic. This is on all my research on the bowl industry. and all the corruption I found and overpaying and ridiculous graft and grift and everything, the Sun Bowl was easily the most, maybe not easily, Independence Bowl too was in there, but the Sun Bowl was the most like proper operation going.
Is that
like,
right?
They ran the bowl the way you're supposed to run the bowl. Like, yeah. didn't guys weren't making 800 grand to run the Sun Bowl. It was a community thing. It's one of the oldest bowls, right?
Yeah, and the community supports the bowl as well as like any other.
Yeah, they do.
It's a great bowl. It's a fun bowl to go to. It's a real bowl. It's hey, look at El Paso. It's sunny. It's, you know, come visit us. All that. Ross, I think Ross. I don't care who goes first.
I think it's me. Yeah, I mean, look, they've had the Sun Bowl every year since 1935, which is pretty damn awesome for a, you know, mid-sized city and a game that's always been a mid-level bowl. This game, the starting quarterbacks are both gone. Beavers head coach is gone. A lot of key players on both teams are gone. So who the hell knows? But I'm going to go with the operating assumption that Notre Dame just has better depth and is better built to withstand a dismantling, so to speak, of your roster. So, and they do still have their head coach and staff. So I'm taking Notre Dame to win and cover the 6.5.
Same. Yeah. Irish win and cover. Wasn't this the bowl that was impacted with the domino effect of ACC bowls when the CFP left out Florida State, right? Notre Dame was kind of pushed because the ACC, I guess, was planning for Florida State to get in the CFP, and when they didn't, it shuffled everything, and it kind of shoved Notre Dame into this bowl game. But I think they win. I think they win. I think they cover.
2 p.m. on a Friday, walking into New Year's, I got to think who I'm going to be rooting for sitting at the bar, and I think that's Oregon State. I think that is a team I can – you know, nudge the person next to me. Hey, look at this program, and you know, really college football it up. So I'll go with the Beavers to cover 6.5.
Plus, don't you have a Notre Dame friend or something that's annoying? So,
yeah, that dork has been just over it this year.
Is he excited about the Sun Bowl?
Oh God,
Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
He's too excited for Riley Leonard.
Are you going to sit at the bar and try to talk up like women that are at the bar at 2 o'clock? I produce a college football podcast. You might have heard me. I won the race for the case.
You say that, and you just see that their eyes go right through you. And
yeah,
it's just like,
I hope not.
Exactly. Yeah. Where's the nearest exit? How do I get out of here?
I'll take the Irish winning cover. AutoZone Liberty Bowl in Memphis, featuring Memphis and Iowa State. Tough trip. Tough bowl trip. Does cut down on bowl expenses when you play in your own stadium.
Yeah.
Maybe. AutoZone. I think we all know AutoZone. Memphis had a nice season, 9-3. Iowa State, 7-5. A little rebound. Cyclones and their Ames tap water, 8.5-point favorites. Pat. Oh, I did you last. Ross. Why can I not remember who I did last?
The show is just that riveting.
Yes, I know.
Twice.
This is a big spread. Too big for me. I think Memphis covers this. Maybe doesn't win, but covers the spread here.
Yeah, the storyline here is Big 12 versus snubbed Big 12. So Memphis has been trying like hell. They have been the kid with the nose pressed up against the windowsill or against the window pane for years trying to get in the Big 12. I'm still not sure that's going to carry a lot of weight here. If it snows, Iowa State's going to win by 100 because they ran all those huge plays in the snow against Kansas State. Even if it doesn't snow, I'm taking them to cover the 8.5. I don't think Memphis is very good, frankly. Defense especially not that good. So I think Iowa State can cover the 8.5.
I'll go with the Cyclones covering in this one. 8.5 doesn't necessarily scare me too much versus Memphis. Iowa State.
My strategy here is just to keep betting underdogs, but I'll stick with it. Tigers defending Memphis, defending their city. I don't know. I have nothing other than my system here. Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. It's getting played on Friday the 29th. Missouri, Ohio State, 8 p.m. We know what the Goodyear the Goodyear blimp was accused of spying for Ohio State. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Are we to believe it's just a coincidence? Just a coincidence that Ohio State ends up in the Goodyear Bowl? Cotton Bowl Classic? Missouri, 2.5-point favorites in this game. Whoever wants
if,
to.
I think it's me. Who knows? If I told you at the beginning of the season that Missouri and Ohio State would play in the Cotton Bowl, I'm thinking there would be a lot of doubters in that happening, but here we are. So Ohio State missing its quarterback. Even that, I'm surprised that Missouri is a favorite. But I think Missouri actually wins the game. So give me the Tigers to cover the 2.5 and win the game.
Yeah, not only Mizzou and Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl, nobody would have guessed it, but Mizzou being favored, definitely would have guessed that. Yeah. But, yeah, the question's there. Now, Ohio State is getting, it seems like a lot of their good players are going to play. Obviously, their starting quarterback is not. Kyle McCord's in the portal. I don't expect Marvin Harrison to play. Again, we haven't heard that officially as of the time of this taping, but the other top 10 Heisman vote getter, Mizzou running back Cody Schrader, is going to play. And this is Missouri's biggest bowl game in more than 50 years, frankly, since 1969. So the fans are damn excited. They're buying a lot of tickets, and I think the program's going to be excited, and I think they're going to show up, show out, and win the game.
Everything in me wants Missouri to win and wants to see this game be great. And when everything's right, it's wrong. So I'll go with Ohio State to cover the 2.5 here.
I'm taking Buckeyes in the points. I want to see Devin Brown. This is his chance. Again, really interesting game. And if you're an Ohio State fan, you want to see how you respond. And you want to see Devin Brown. You know, they seem to be banking on Devin Brown. So let's see what he's got playing quarterback. So I'll take Ohio State in the points on this one. Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl on Saturday, December 30th. Not a Sunday. Don't play this sucker on a Sunday. Ole Miss, Penn State. These would be playoff teams. They would be battling for a playoff spot if next year. Games at noon on Saturday, December 30th. Penn State is a 3.5-point favorite in this game. Both teams 10-2. Pat?
Yeah. This is the glass ceiling bowl, right? Penn State can't get past Michigan and Ohio State. Mississippi can't get past Alabama and Georgia. Good programs that just can't quite get to conference championship level. I just feel like Penn State, when they're not playing Michigan and Ohio State, they don't freak out. They've got good enough players. They've got a couple opt-outs of note. We'll see where the rest of them end up. But I like Penn State here to just be able to grind out enough offense against a fairly suspect Mississippi defense and cover the 3.5.
Yeah, in an expanded playoff era, 11-seed Ole Miss would be playing at whoever the 6th seed was. Who was the 6th seed? Georgia?
Yeah. We think they would probably swap that up. So
probably swap. Been, yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, yeah. It would have been Penn State at Georgia and Ole Miss against what, Ohio State?
I think so.
Maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would be nice. Instead, they're playing each other in the Peach Bowl. So we have that. I agree with Pat, though. Give me the Nittany Lions to cover the 3.5. Big Ten over SEC.
I believe that Lane Kiffin has about one game a year where he gets the whole team up and ready to go, and that was versus LSU. So I think Penn State rolls in this one. Nittany Lions to cover.
I will take Penn State as well. I think there's too much there. The Trans Perfect Music City Bowl. I don't want to get into this one. It's a
trucking company, right? Give me a trucking company.
Language and technology solutions for business. The word Trans Perfect just sets off a culture war in the bowl bonanza. Mm-hmm. We don't need it. We don't need it. Yeah. We enable our clients to reach new markets globally by connecting with their audience and providing the best possible customer service experience in any language. So that's what that's about. Just to be clear, Auburn, Maryland, playing in Nashville. Auburn, 2.5-point favorites. Pat.
Yeah, there are six SEC Big Ten matchups. This is the sixth most interesting of those. Neither team's very good. And I really just want to see whether Auburn has gotten over 4th and 31, because most of the rest of the country hasn't. Certainly Florida State has not gotten over 4th and 31. I believe Talia Tagovailoa is going to play, and I think that's enough for Maryland against an Auburn team that just can't throw the ball. So I'm going to take Maryland to win and cover.
Yeah, Auburn has enough issues moving the ball offensively that I think that that's what it's going to come down to, is scoring points, and they struggle at that. So give me Maryland, yeah, in baby to win and cover.
I think I'm going to take Auburn. I think Maryland and the team wants to experience Nashville a little bit, a little more fun than Ocean City, Maryland. So I will take Auburn to cover this game. They might be a little more locked in at kickoff.
The campus is not in Ocean City.
Oh, I'm just thinking of a nearby destination.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But that would be cool if University of Maryland was in Ocean City.
I probably would have applied.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like, hey, that's
a little more attractive than old College Park.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice campus. Nice campus over there. Anyway.
I love it. Sean, who lives in Arlington, is thinking
unaware.
That Maryland's campus is not 3 hours away at the beach.
It's like 8 miles from your house, Sean. I'll take Maryland just for that. Ocean City, we don't even need you. College Park's good enough for us. Capital One Orange Bowl, Georgia, Florida State. Yeah. Boy, in a playoff, this would be different. Yeah. Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens. Instead, you're playing at 4, Saturday, December 30th. Opt-outs galore. Georgia, 14-point favorites. Ross.
Yeah, I mean, this is the game where if the Noles win, do they claim a national championship?
Oh, yeah.
I assume the answer is yes. They're going to claim some part of the national championship if they win here. And who knows? Maybe they get some kind of angry AP voter or two to even vote that way. But I don't think they win. Even though Georgia is probably disappointed not being in the CFP. I think they win this game. However, I don't think they cover. So I think it's tighter than 14 points. So I do think in the end, the Noles do cover the 14.
You just nailed my thoughts on the game, too. I think the spread's too big. I wouldn't be shocked if Georgia wins, but I would be shocked if they cover 14. Motivations of guesswork. Plenty of people opted out. Plenty of anger, disappointment. One interesting thing here, the game's at 4 o'clock. Like, to me, nothing is more of a quintessential night game than the Orange Bowl. It's always at night. Miami just seems right, and so 4 o'clock kick's a little bit weird. I actually contacted the bowl to find out. They did that when they had a playoff game in 2015, and they kicked at 4 o'clock. But before that, I don't even know when the Orange Bowl wasn't a night game. But as somebody who roots for chaos and subversiveness, I want to see Florida State win. I want to see them claim a championship. And I do want the AP voters to go ahead and just vote them number one. What the hell?
What if Michigan or Washington goes undefeated?
Still, well, so what?
Do we care? It's the AP.
Have an argument. Have an
FSU's
argument.
FSU's going to claim that title if they win.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
93, they sure. win. People remember how bad it used to be. 93, they go 12-1. Their loss was to Notre Dame. Notre Dame then lost to BC. FSU beat Nebraska 18-16 in the Orange Bowl again. Got the national title over number 2 ranked Notre Dame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about head-to-head. They beat him in mid-November in the game of the century.
I know. It was late. Yeah, and it was a good game. But Notre Dame controlled the game, was the better team, and won. And, yeah, that was a highly controversial selection.
That was a screwdriver. It's almost karma came back to get them. That was controversy. Yeah. FSU's going to cover. I don't know if they're going to win, but I hope they win. Hang a banner. Who cares? It's the last chance. It's really the last chance. It's the last one of the split national titles. If I go 14-0, including beating Georgia, I don't care what Georgia shows up with. I'm claiming national championship.
Sure.
Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl, Toledo and Wyoming. Game is out in Tucson. It's on the CW and on Barstool on Saturday the 24th. I'm sorry, Saturday the 30th. There is no Saturday the 24th. At 4:30. Interesting game. Wyoming's coach retired. This has got to be because Toledo lost its quarterback. It's a wild one. Cowboys, YO Cowboys giving 3. Ross or Pat, your turn to start.
Yeah. First of all, I'm sure the audience for this is going to be massive while Georgia and Florida State are playing at the same time. So good luck to the CW bringing in viewers there. I Daquan Finn is in the portal. I assume he's not playing. I haven't seen anything that has definitively said that. But Wyoming will send Craig Bohl out on their shoulders as a winner and a coverer of the 3-point spread.
Yeah, Craig Bohl heading to be AFCA director. Yeah. This is a tough one. I don't. I'm going to be honest. I don't know a whole lot about either team. Why is this game so late?
That's why you make the big bucks here at this podcast, Rob.
Dan, I'm too busy paying attention to court hearings, damn it. Give me Wyoming to cover the spread. What the hell?
College football legal expert.
There you go.
Yeah, Daquan Finn has been Toledo's whole offense this year. He's been very good for them, and if he doesn't play, then I think Wyoming rolls over them. So I'll go with Wyoming.
Go Wyo. I got them, too. All right, 3 more, I think. So yeah, 3 more. January 1st, noon, Wisconsin versus LSU at the ReliaQuest Bowl. ReliaQuest in Tampa. Anyone want to guess ReliaQuest?
It's got to be like a
insurance.
Mortgage, insurance, yeah. Some. You know, everybody just kind of makes up words now for their names of their stuff, their businesses. ReliaQuest is not a real
company.
Word.
Security company. Okay. A force Fine. Multiplier of security teams to
force
increase
multiplier.
to increase visibility, decrease complexity, and manage risk through the gray matter security operation.
Oh, my God.
You want to decrease complexity? Give me a sentence I understand. What is it? Yeah. That could be anything.
I love the corporate speak that gets involved in writing
ReliaQuest.
Force multiplier.
Make security possible. All right. You guys should sponsor the pod. Then I'll praise you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, ReliaQuest. We'll get you a
ReliaQuest pod.
We will hype you nonstop.
The pod presented by ReliaQuest.
I think that should
there
be. We had Invesco QQQ. That was good.
We did. Yeah.
Anyway, this one is, Wisconsin LSU. LSU's given 8.5. Ross?
Tigers, yeah. Cover the 8.5. I mean, heck, they got the Heisman Trophy winner, although I don't know at this point if he's playing or not. I would think he is. Has he said he's going to?
He hadn't said yet.
As of this taping.
I'm going to assume that he will play.
Wouldn't it be crazy for him too?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. They take out insurance now. He seems like he would play, but I don't know.
Anyway.
What the hell? Give me LSU either way. Cover the spread.
Okay. My assumption is my only real strong feeling on this game is that you're going to bring the LSU and Wisconsin fan bases to Tampa for New Year's Eve. Look out. Tampa will be a mess. Oh, my God. The drinking that's going to go on will be incredible. So enjoy that. It's going to be better than the game. Fade the Big Ten West. LSU will win and cover, especially if Jaden Daniels plays. I wouldn't be surprised if he plays either, but I bet he doesn't run the ball like he has been. I bet he opts not to run.
Yeah,
half thought out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, half opt out. He opting out of half the playbook.
Yep, party of the year here. You got LSU, who's shown up to the occasion, especially College Baseball World Series, everything you need him to. Wisconsin, I think most excessive drinking by county in all the states nationally.
Yes. Yeah.
Really unstoppable force versus a movable object. I think I'll go with LSU in this one.
It's really just a fantastic drinking event. I wish this game mattered. Like it was an old school bowl game or it was a playoff game or something. Didn't they meet at Lambeau?
They did Lambeau. No, that cover that game. Yeah. That was a wild tailgate scene. That whole week was wild. LSU fans got up there like on Wednesday and ate the whole town out of cheese curds, bourbon, and beer.
I mean, Louisiana and their interest in drinking is just phenomenal. Just something to aspire to. But do you remember during COVID, they had a lawsuit that went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled it is illegal. It is constitutionally, it violates the Constitution of Wisconsin to close a bar.
Yeah.
Right. It was a constitutionally protected right in Wisconsin that bars can stay open.
Even in a pandemic.
My favorite legal rulings. I don't even care what it was based on. Just fantastic to know if you live in Wisconsin, the government cannot shut your bar down for any reason whatsoever. God, I mean, live free or die, man. Live free or die. I'm taking the Badgers. No, I can't take the Badgers, Big Ten West. I'll take LSU. That's it. But I'm with you in spirit, Wisconsin, for that only. The VRBO Fiesta Bowl. Liberty, we already trashed them. Oregon, meeting up in Glendale. Oregon, 17.5 point favorites. Not a lot of respect. The committee respected Liberty. No one else does.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, I'm sorry, but that's a bad matchup. I do have some curiosity just to see what Liberty can put on the field against them. But I have low expectation, especially defensively against the machine that is the Oregon offense. Bo Nix, don't know if he's playing. They've got some other guys opt out. They may continue to have that, but I'm going to say that even Oregon's second string is going to roll up yards and points on Liberty and cover a big number.
Yeah, I think Oregon covers as well. Bo Nix says he's playing in the game. Think there's probably two teams that the committee is rooting hard for to back up maybe their decisions. One is Liberty, in another obviously is Georgia to beat Florida State. So those two games are really of interest to me based on decisions by the committee.
I'm going to go with Oregon to cover in this game. I don't think the matchup is very interesting, but I will tune in to see if the Fiesta Bowl will come back from break with the blaringly loud Verbo piano riff that they have. They've gone on an advertising spree as of late where every YouTube video is prefaced with the loudest piano you've ever heard. So I will be tuned in for this.
Liberty's schedule is astounding. Bowling Green, bowl team. Yeah. New Mexico State, bowl team. Buffalo, Florida International, Sam Houston, Jacksonville State, Middle Tennessee State, Western Kentucky, Louisiana Tech, Old Dominion, UMass, UTEP, and New Mexico State again.
Again, they're playing in the championship game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That got you into a New Year's Six.
Are you friggin' kidding me?
No,
I mean,
P5.
It's unbelievable.
It's that got you in.
One,
you know
their schedule is ranked 133 of 133, I believe.
No P5s.
SMU gets penalized for playing Oklahoma.
Yeah, tough. Sorry you lost. You know, like these bowl things, it's like the Tampa people are excited that you got LSU in Wisconsin. Like you're a bar owner. You are like, cool. This local bowl is going to, I'm selling some booze, right? You're at the liquor store near the stadium, all that. Are you going to sell some? This is not, Liberty's not, they don't drink, do they?
If they do, they hide it. You know, it's one of those.
It's much more calm. Much more calm. Yeah. Ducks are going to take this one. All right, final one for us. And I will say this, this is really going to be a fun New Year's Day because you've got, as the build up, you've got Ole Miss, Penn State, You got Liberty, Oregon, and you got this one, Iowa, Tennessee. And then when they're all over, we get Alabama, Michigan at 5. We get Texas, Washington at 8:45 Eastern.
That is an old school New Year's Day overload bonanza. It's awesome.
Fantastic. It's absolutely what we want. We want the games on New Year's Day. This is yes. gonna and these three before, one of them is gonna be exciting. One, you know, whatever. This is what we want. Three different channels showing games. Iowa Hawkeyes can't score, but they scored themselves a trip to the Citrus Bowl. What's their sponsor? What did you see? Citrus. Oh, the Cheez-It Bowl. Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. That's right. There's only one Cheez-It Bowl this year. Can't go wrong.
Multiple.
Will they dump? They'll dump the Cheez-It bucket on Brian Ferentz, maybe, if they win. I don't know. They're playing Tennessee. Tennessee's giving 8.5. Yeah. Ross, you go last. Last. Yeah. You go first. I don't know what I'm saying. When is this ending?
Ross, you go last. First. Go first.
All right. Yet?
The over-under, by the way, in this game, 36.5. they're hoping Iowa gets to maybe 7. I actually think Iowa's going to cover it. I do think Iowa's going to cover the 8.5. Give me the Hawkeyes. They've let me down quite a bit this season on covering games, but I'm going to say that they, in the warm temperatures of Florida, they enliven the offense a little bit, and they get to 14 points and are able to cover.
Dan, did you really actually come up with the premise that they're going to dump a Cheez-It bucket on Brian Ferentz? That would mean that you think Iowa's going to win. Iowa is not going to win. Iowa's not going to score an offensive touchdown.
That's
right.
In the Big Ten West. In the Big Ten West. Fade the Big Ten West. Mm. Tennessee, which isn't even very good, but they will win and they will cover 17-7. Iowa will get a defensive score. It'll be fairly close. It will be awful to watch. Tennessee will score enough to win and cover.
I think we're forgetting what this season was. It was the season of Iowa, the season of the Ferentzes. They have something cooked up for us. There's going to be fireworks from the Hawkeyes program. God. I think they cover the 8.5.
Yeah.
I might even predict an offensive touchdown and a field goal.
I was covering. If I'm Brian Ferentz, only trick plays. No. This is it. It's like, it's the middle finger. It's like when Lane Kiffin was going to get fired coaching the Oakland Raiders. Al Davis was going to fire him. He knew it. So he sent Sebastian Janikowski out to attempt a 76-yard field goal once. Because it's just like, screw it, I'm out of here. Only trick plays. That'll be enough to cover. I don't know about win, but whatever. Enjoy your Cheez-Its, Iowa. I'm sticking with you. Hawkeyes. All right, that's it. We'll talk about the real games later this week. We hope everyone has a good holiday. Hope you enjoy these games. Thanks for sitting through Bowl Bonanza Part 2. It's a tradition unlike any other.
Yeah, right.
I'm worn out. I'm dizzy.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
I'm going to take a nap. Anyway, keep subscribing, share us on social media, tell your friends and family about us. We will talk to you later.